KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 87. Today, under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 65. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
You informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. Kansas health officials are investigating a possible salmonella outbreak tied to the Axtell Days Festival in Marshall County earlier this month. The County Health Department and KDHE are looking at illnesses reported following the August 6th through 9th event. If you attended, they want you to fill out an online survey, even if you didn't get sick, to help pinpoint the source and how widespread the illness may be. And the Emporia City Commission will hold a special meeting at noon today to discuss pending ballot petitions and related legal matters. The session follows a court ruling requiring a citizen-led petition against data centers to go before voters in November. It will be held at the Civic Auditorium on Mechanic Street and is open to the public, though no public comments will be taken. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits. The MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are supported by yield concerns and solid demand. September beans are up 15 and three quarters at 1243 and three quarters. November 17 and a half higher at 1255 and a quarter. September corn's up 13 and a half at 514. December's 12 and three quarters higher at 536 and a quarter. Cattle are mixed, waiting for widespread direct trade to get underway. Most active October live is down 55 at 210.37. October feeders are $1.35 lower at 311.97. And hogs are up, oversold. October's 12 higher at 80.57. December leans 52 higher at 70.87. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
summer winds down and fall approaches, now is the perfect time to get everything ready for the season ahead with Crumbaker Oil and Feed. Give your vehicles a fresh start after a busy summer with professional detailing services that can make your car, boat, side-by-side, semi, or more look like new again. Need maintenance before the weather changes? Crumbaker also offers vehicle service and quality tires to help keep you safely on the road. And with the colder months ahead, now is the time to contract your propane for the winter season. Make sure and get those contracts in by the October 1st deadline. For dependable bulk fuel delivery, propane services, tires, and more, call Crumbaker Oil and Feed at 738-5181. Crumbaker Oil and Feed, serving North Central Kansas with service you can count on.
Whether you're heating your pool, garage, or planning ahead for colder weather, you can fuel your home with Central Valley Ag. At CVA, propane isn't just for the farm. It's for homeowners, too. Get reliable residential propane service backed by local people you know and trust. From water heaters to generators, CVA propane helps keep your home running comfortably year-round. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Lydia House here with Dewey Dominey in downtown Downs at Dominey Furniture Store. I want to talk about the Chrome Craft options.
We see Chrome Craft's been around for a long time. The quality every year is getting better. We've got one of the largest selections in four states. I think we have over 100 Chrome Craft chairs in stock. You can mix and match. We don't care. We have the tables in stock. We have the chairs in stock. They do take a while to get, but we always have something on order. If you want a special order, we can do that too. But the quality, you know, we see so many people buying four-legged chairs without stretchers and are breaking the legs off. They come unglued. Not a problem with Chrome Craft. They have a steel base. Don't have any problem at all with that.
Well, and I love the great option too, whether you want to put it at your kitchen table or if you want to make it a bar stool, you can match your chairs and have that option too at Dominey Furniture in Downs. So come check it out. You won't be disappointed in the Chrome Craft selection they have.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborn County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborn County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are higher. I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. The direct cash cattle market is quiet at Wednesday's start following the business that developed in the north at $345 dressed and $218 live. There are no bids currently on the table. Box beef is lower at midday, choice 105 lower at $387.48, and select is $269 lower at $366.29. The choice select spread is $21.29. At the four-state stockyards cattle auction in Exeter, Missouri, compared to the last sale, steers and heifers sold sharply lower with a weak to lower undertone. The USDA says demand was moderate on a light to moderate supply. Receipts were up on the week and year. Feeder supply included 42% steers with 44% over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 660 to 670 pounds, sold with an average price of $346.65. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 759 to 764 pounds, sold with an average price of $316.18. Cash hogs are higher with a solid negotiated rung. The cash hog market has struggled to find its footing, but processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts today. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 27 cents higher with a base range of 83 to 91.50 with a weighted average price of 90.88. Iowa, Minnesota's 30 cents higher at 90.86. The Western Corn Belt is 33 cents higher at 90.89. Butcher hog prices, the Midwest cash markets are lower at $64. At Illinois, slaughter sows were a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $55 to $65. Boars range from $22 to $32 and $10 to $13. Pork values are 75 cents lower at midday at $96.92. Loins, ribs, butts, and hams are higher. Bellies and picnics are sharply lower. This program was brought to you by John Deere. They're proud to support the American farmers and ranchers who harvest our future year in and year out. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former Kansas City Royals first baseman Billy Butler will now be coaching Division I softball. According to Idaho State Softball, Butler will be joining the team as their newest hitting coach. He was drafted by Kansas City with the 14th overall pick in the 2004 MLB draft out of Wolfson High School in Jacksonville, Florida. Butler made his big league debut on May 1st, 2007, and had two hits against the LA Angels. The former Royal was an all-star in 2012 and helped the team reach the 2014 World Series against the San Francisco Giants. He played eight seasons for KC before finishing his 10-year career with the Oakland Athletics and New York Yankees. According to multiple reports, Butler spent the last several years coaching high school and travel softball in the state of Idaho. Back in 2021, he was named the hitting coach for the Idaho Falls Chuckers of the Pioneer League, the team of which he started his career with, but turned to coaching softball, where he now becomes the hitting coach for the Idaho State Bengals. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on Katy Country 94, 26 coaches in 26 days. Coach number 11 is Hannah Eilert, new head coach at Osborne. Coach Eilert, how's that sound? New volleyball coach at Osborne.
Exciting, overwhelming, all of it.
Yep. Talk about your playing days and being coached by Coach Linda Frint.
Oh, gosh. Those were the glory days. those were some fun days. We just got to play around with the girls, and we had really good athletes back in that day. You know, you had Brooke Ubelaker and April Roadhouse, and that was a good time.
25 and 15 a year ago, these girls were lost three seniors. You got a couple seniors on this year's team, but for the most part, got most of the starters and letter winners coming back. Just kind of talk about your expectations for your starters, especially, and the people that will get most of the varsity action this year.
Yeah, we're lucky. We have six key players returning who bring a lot of experience to the team. You got Claire Eilert, Cam Taylor, Gentry Reiner, Hattie Arnold, Peyton Clark, and Autumn McCormick. Some of these girls will step into some bigger roles this year, but having that returning experience is especially valuable headed into.
Talk about the type of offense you'll be using, and then what your setter looks like.
We'll be running a 5-1 again this year with Cam as our setter. We feel the 5-1 gives us consistency and allows us to build our offense around that one setter who can really develop a strong connection with all of our hitters. Cam's done a great job taking ownership of that position, and we're excited to see her continue to grow as a leader on the court.
Gentry Reiner's going to focus on volleyball and not do tennis this year. And then, of course, your daughter Claire Eilert can jump out of the gym. Talk about you've got some height with your middle blockers and then your outside hitters. Just kind of talk about how you'll use them in your offense.
Yeah, we're going to have several options offensively this year. We've got really good size in the middle with Peyton and Lexi, and they give us a really good strong presence at the net. Our outsides, Claire and Gentry, maybe a little bit shorter, but both very athletic kids and do a great job of getting up and getting on top of the ball. Having multiple players players who can attack is going to help keep our offense balanced and aggressive.
Defensively, a lot of athleticism, and you said with your middle's height, you should be able to block, but what have you been keying in on, and what will your defensive expectations be?
We've really keyed in on being intentional with everything we do this season. Be aggressive, be disciplined. We want to set a strong block and set up our floor defense and coverage around that. Our diggers are quick and have been passing very well. We've been working on reading and reacting quicker, and we want to force our opponents to earn every point.
What's your schedule look like this year? When do you start? And then when is the Osborne Invitational?
We start off this Friday with a tough try at Sylvan. We take on them and St. John's Tipton, arguably two toughest teams we'll see in our league this year. We have some challenging tournaments that we get to see some good teams outside of our league as well. September 12th, we'll head to Waukini for the Trigo tournament. And September 19th, we travel to Logan, see teams like Oakley, TMP, Phillipsburg, Russell, and Wheatland-Grinnell, all those. So that exposure will be good for us. Our Osborne Invitational is September 26th, going to look a little different this year since St. John's Tipton dropped, but we did pick up Stockton. So that will be still good. Four other teams there with Stockton, Sylvan, Logan, and Lakeside. The girls won our home Invitational last year, so we're hoping to repeat that.
You kind of talked about who you thought were the teams to beat in the MPL. Obviously, Osborne should be right in the middle of it, but when you play the better teams in the NPL, like you said, St. John's and Sylvan, what are you telling your team? How do you get over the top? Old momentum gets on your back, both for and against, but what do the girls really need to do to get over the top and beat those two teams?
We just got to be gritty. We got to work hard, be intentional, be disciplined, and just, you know, both of those teams have some impressive returning players. They're just hardworking girls and hard hitters. We just have to be focused and just really gritty and intentional and aggressive.
You picked up one of the best high school athletes that ever played any sport at Hillcrest High School in Ashley Taylor. She's been coaching track at Osborne, but what an assistant coach. And kind of talk about Coach Taylor and what she's added to the coaching staff this year.
Yeah, we are so lucky to have Coach Taylor. 3 years ago, we coached junior high together when our daughters were eighth graders before we stepped back so we could watch our other children as they started junior high sports. But she's a great assistant. She not only knows the sport well, having played in college and takes care of all the injuries for us, but she's a great sounding board, very supportive, and always brings a positive attitude. We both just love this sport so much and are thankful to have this opportunity.
Well, Coach Eilert, my favorite question to end the chat. The season will be a success for the Osborne Lady Dogs if your team does what?
Improve. As long as we continue to improve every practice, every day, come in with a good attitude, a team attitude, and always putting forth max effort, that will be a success to me.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425. 3425.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.